Brother Tanner, turn that button on. Look back there at the sound, man. You'll have to talk in it because it doesn't have a button, a light, or something like it used to have. But to ask him, is it all right? And turn it loose. How's that? Talk in it. Is that it? God bless you, buddy.
Go to 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strives. Let us pray. Lord, help you give us a good message, Lord, by you use me as your mouthpiece, Lord. So be a high message in our heart, Lord, and give us a good throughout this time, Lord. And thank you for us time we have to worship your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. They will do bad stuff if they don't. If they're foolish, if kids are not or they'll do foolish things. They'll like the stuff of the day. They'll like all of the sin. They will not really like the Bible. They'll think the Bible is just boring. You're going to tell them a story in the Bible. They're going to be like, what? They're going to be falling asleep when you're telling it. And they're going to be more of like all of those stories of all of those other witchcraft stuff. They're going to like Harry Potter. They're going to like all of that other stuff in sin. They're going to like Five Nights at Freddy's. They're going to like all of that other stuff. They're going to like all those demonic games. They're going to like Call of Duty.
Right.
Yeah, the duty part made you laugh? Yeah. All right, I'll go to Proverbs. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep thy commandments. Now, what I'm trying to get in there, if you know the law, if you know all of these verses, and you know them, and you have them in your heart, I was always, every time I went into Sunday school, I hated doing the verses when I was younger, and I didn't know. I was like, why do we need to do these? I don't find no point in this. And I've learned throughout the reason we do it, so we can hide it in our hearts, and then if the devil comes up at us with his fiery darts and all of those things, we have someone to fight against it with. We're not just going to start throwing sticks and stuff. We're just going to start saying our favorite lines in movies. We're not going to be like, I got a gun. What's that going to do? You can't see him. You're going to be shooting a wall. You're going to start going through those troubles, and you're not going to know what's going on. But if you get the wisdom from the Bible, and you get those stuff from your heart, you're going to know what's going on, and you know what to do with it. Y'all go back to Timothy, 2 Timothy. No, never mind. I did that again. I did that at nursing home. Stay in Proverbs. I've just moved to chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Now, I'm kind of going back to the part where they don't really like all of that. They're going to like more of their stuff. So if you put a kid in the Bible and you start getting them into those Bible stories, my favorite Bible story is Joseph. I've always liked how, like, even though all of his brothers, all of his stuff, the people who you looked up to, they don't like him. They put him into slavery. He didn't quit. He didn't look at my people I want to be with, the people I want to know, I want to like, I want to be cool with them. They shut me down, and they put me in a pit, and they sell me unto wicked people. And he became Pharaoh. He became the highest command in there. He didn't stop until he was going to look at them and start saying, yeah, you wish you didn't do that, did you? They were flabbergasted, if you could say. They were like, ooh, man. Man, he's high. He can kill us right now. For that, they felt pretty bad. They were scared. I bet they were scared. But Joseph, being better than he was, he forgave them, and he bring all of their stuff, and he put them to the. He gave them the best life he could give them, and he didn't leave them how his brothers was. He found them in the way they were, and he was gonna not just leave them like their brothers, that he was going to bring them up and give them more. Kind of what God did with us. He didn't just look us down, but he didn't look at us because we didn't give him anything. He looked at us, and he was going to give us his son for salvation. All right, y'all go to verse 7. The fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you're going to fear the Lord, this is mainly for the kids right now. If you're going to fear, for all adults too, but if you're going to fear the Lord, you're going to fear your adult. You're going to fear your parents. If you truly fear the Lord and you truly love him, you're going to fear your parents too. You're not going to look at your parents, and if they say something, you're not going to be scared. And if you truly want to be with God and you fear him, you're going to listen to your parents too. I know that's hard. I know. I'm in the same boots you are. But also for your parents, you're always looking at them like, some people look at him that you can't, just because you can't see him doesn't mean he can't do stuff. Some of those trials that he does come up with you, he's just letting the devil come through, and he's doing that to strengthen you. You might think, oh, this is just a normal world, that's nothing. He's letting those come at you. He's letting all of those darts from the devil come at you. And if he wants to, he can let the devil do the same thing he did in Job, and he can take away your whole kids. He can take away everything you have. I mean, the guy had 7,000 sheep. And he took that away from him. That's a lot of sheep. Now these days, that's like a lot now. Like now these days, that's like 100 sheep's a lot now these days. Y'all go back to, now y'all can go to Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise choices. And that a child from thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make these make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. If a kid really knows, if he knows all of the good stuff in Christ, he's going to be able to, if he does get convicted enough in preaching, he's going to know how to go down there and get saved. He's not going to need to go lean on his own preacher so he can repeat some prayer. He's not going to have to go lean on some other stuff. So he just repeats prayers or has from the second just not do it. Or he's just going to say something that he heard his friend say from a friend and just copy that. And also, if he knows how to get himself saved, he can go save others. He can go tell them how to get saved. He can go tell them, this is how you get saved, and he's going to convict them. I mean, this kind of sounds like I'm saying, repeating a prayer. No, there's a difference of saying, I'm going to go save that guy, and I'm going to go save that guy. Do you hear me? There's a difference of saying, I'm going to go save that guy. I'm going to convict him. I'm going to get him for the Lord. I'm going to try to get him saved and get him to do it. Instead, I'm going to go let him go make him repeat a prayer that I said and I made up. There's a difference. And if you really train your kid and all of this stuff, and even you, if you love it and you go through it, if your kid goes through, he can one day say when he gets older, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course and I've kept the good faith. And he's going to like it. He's going to have interest in the Bible. He's going to have interest, a lot more interest, in these things of the world. So when he has kids, she has kids, he's going to put that same thing on them. He's going to put all of that good stuff on them, and you can raise more future generations. This is what we need now, because nowadays they're training them all sorts of different stuff. Which is stupid. Like some of the languages now, like these days, the slang, it's weird. I don't get some of them. I don't know why that can relate. I mean, I get how y'all did it back then, but I don't get it now. I mean, I get the crib part. I mean, yeah. I get crib, but I do not get all the other stuff now. I do not get that. Go back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. If they're going to do mischief, if they're going to do sin, and if they're going to do all of that, this world, unlike God, he's going to strengthen us through all of our stuff. He's going to strengthen us through the verses, and every time something goes bad through us, we're going to have something there. But If he gets hold of the devil's going to start giving him stuff in the good times. And then when the devil sees some hard work coming along, and you're ready to, oh, let's face that hill, all right? Devil, you want to, devil. Oh, crud, he's not here. The devil's going to leave him in times that he needs the devil at the time, if you could say. You never need the devil, but in the times you need the devil, the devil's going to get out of here. At a time you're, like, facing a trial and sin, the devil's out of here. He wants nothing to do with that. That's why we try not to get him into sin, because sin will just leave him somewhere terrible. That's all it will, right? Chapter 5, verse 3-5. For the lips of a strained woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as a wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword, and her feet go down to death, and steps to take hold in hell. Now, if you're going to start hanging around with the strange people in this world, you're going to start wanting to act like them. You're going to start wanting to dress like them. And even in some movies, I've found out some Disney movies that are, even the older ones that are bad, like the Disney Princess ones, those just teach pure girls, like Mulan's possibly the worst one. It just teaches girls they do not need a man, is what it teaches them. Because Mulan disobeyed her father and went to the army. That's no, no, no. No, that's a big red wall. I mean, it's pretty bad. And they teach them, you don't need anyone. You don't need no man. You can do it yourself. That's what these now or even newer ones are teaching. Now they're even teaching to be a queer. That's not good either. And also, what are you going to do if you are in sin and you do die and you think that you're going to heaven and you're just looking at God and God's like, go to hell. And you're just like, what? Whoa. I thought the thing was that you sent your son so we'd go to heaven. You said, you got to do some work. I mean, I came here for free, but you're going to have to do something. You can't just sit there and think that heaven's free and you think that you can just do good works and not get saved and not go to church. You just think doing good, being good in school and getting good grades is going to get you to heaven. They're going to think works gets them into heaven. So they're going to start trying to be good in their real world and think that's going to get them in heaven. They're going to start doing works, even though that's, and they thought that being bad and in their world was going to get them to hell. But that's not how it is. You have to be in God. So if you're going to go to, they're just going to be total nonsense and they're going to be unminded. No one wants their child to be like that. That's why I'm trying to say, raise your child in a good Christian home and raise them to where they're going to want to read the Bible. Make them that. I did not want to read it. I never did. They corrected me to. They put me in the church. I can say, I have a pretty good say in the saying that I know how this feels, because I was a church sleeper. I took naps when I was younger until age 7, which was pretty bad. I mean, it was pretty bad until I actually got, you know, actually interested into it. Pretty bad. Yeah. But you don't want your child to do that, I know that. You want your child to be able to go in heaven. He actually has the knowledge when he dies in heaven. When he dies and goes to heaven. He has the knowledge, unlike people just go to heaven and like, oh, I guess, I don't know what's going on here. And when he does get into heaven, he's thinking that he could go to heaven, thinking that's the only way, and God just says, go to hell. He's just confused, and he says, go to hell, and he's like, what have I done? What did I do? If you don't raise your kid in a good Christian home, he's not going to know. He's not going to know what he's doing is wrong, and he's not going to know what is wrong and right. So, let us pray. Dear Lord, help you hide the messages in our heart, in their heart. Dear Lord, help you give us safe trials back home. Dear Lord, help you give us a good throughout and a good week, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good job all the way around. And so I appreciate him being a studious man, being honest. Here's a man right here that confesses his sins, his mama's sins, his daddy's sins, your sins, my sins, our sins. That's a lot of preaching there if you're going to get all of us. Good job right there, and that's all right. I can tell you right now is that the day and hour that we're living in, would to God that we had more young men, young ladies that wanted to live for God to serve the Lord. Now, we'll not take long tonight, but he used over in Proverbs in chapter number 1. Let me say to you that, if you will, there's a call of God that's mentioned in that chapter there. And God pointed out and he said, I know that when I called you, you refused it. God came knocking on your heart's door, but you wasn't interested in it. You tried to go ahead and hide whatever it was that you really are as an individual lost without God. And what he was trying to convey, and in case you missed it, is that you think the devil's going to be your buddy. You can follow him around, but he'll leave you for dead in a ditch somewhere. Whenever you thought he was liking you and thought he was going to help you, he'll leave you and abandon you. I'm glad to know the Lord will never leave nor forsake us. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that's even in this building, in the world, that's ever been born, has a need to come to know Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. And let me say to you that, if you will, that when God goes to call, and you'll know it, it's going to be because you're hearing the word of the Lord. It's going to be because God is knocking up on your heart's door. It's going to be because that God has singled you out. And let me say to you that whenever that call comes to your heart and life for conversion, is that what a wonderful thing that it'll be, but you then will have to make a choice. I remember whenever he was reading over there in the book of Proverbs, that he said, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. All right, here's why. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. In other words, God's calling over there in verse number 22 and 3. And verse 24, that's where he says, but I've called, ye refused it. God's calling, people are refusing. Then the choice is going to be up to you. Here we read in this chapter that here that they made the wrong choice. You know, if God's knocking on your heart's door and you refuse that, you don't want anything to do with that, and if you would rather go ahead and live like you're living and do what you're doing, go where you're going, be what you're being, then you're going to go ahead and miss heaven and make hell is where that's going to be then. But I'll say to you that if you make the wrong choice, you're going to spend eternity in a place called hell, the bottomless pit, the lake of fire. It's where the worm never dies, and it's where the fire is never quenched. But let me say to you that whenever you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in conversion, he'll turn you around, face you the right direction. See, you and I are not born headed toward heaven. We're born headed toward hell, and every day that ticks by and clicks by, I got to say to you that, if you will, that no doubt that years ago, that whenever that man by the name, what was his name? Elton John. He's a queer, very talented man. He's one that plays his music and sings a lot of the songs that are in The Lion King. First time I ever saw The Lion King, of course, you know, I saw it on TV or film or what, I thought, well, my word, what they're doing is they're making the Lion King and the baby the Jesus. And as a result of that, you know, if you didn't know the story, you wouldn't be able to know what the end is going to be thereof. I got to say to you that whenever we look into the Bible, we look into the word of the Lord, if there's a call of God knocking on your heart, you'd better not refuse it. You'd better receive it. If God's calling, the choice is going to be yours. You need to say yes to God and no to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Or either you can say no to God, and as a result of that, you'll not go to heaven when you die, because salvation is because you got converted and washed by the blood of the Lamb. I got to say to you that, if you will, that in this lesson that we're looking at, I try to always look and see what some of these young people and these youngsters, young men, young ladies, and so forth and on. It's all the same, same word, same spirit, same choice that we each one have to make, male or female, and that is to come to know him in the free pardon of sin. I'll tell you this, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. Anybody that would not want to sit and listen to that young man preach and try to encourage him along is a bastard. I don't care where you hail from. I don't care if you're here tonight, if you used to be here, but you're a bastard, not a son. It's that simple. I make no apology for it whatsoever. Now, that doesn't give you kids running around and trying to use that word loosely and so forth and on. Now, here's what it means in the sight of God to be a bastard. It means you're not a son or not a daughter of the Lord. It means you're an illegitimate child when it comes to the things of God. See, that's where we're at in the day and hour that we're living in. And let me say to you, there's not an alternate route. There's not Jesus plus this or plus minus that. There's not that at all. It's Jesus and Him alone that will convert you and save your soul. That's the reason why over in Isaiah chapter 1, whenever he said, come now and let us reason together. You know why? Time's running out. I can promise you everybody in this building here tonight, you've heard the gospel. You've either said yes or no, one way or the other. But if you live without the Lord and die without the Lord, you'll spend eternity without the Lord. It's very simple. And let me tell you, that's what's called being cast into hell, the lake of fire, the bottomless pit where the worm never dies. And the fire is never quenched. Come now, God said, and let's reason together. What about you tonight? Do you need to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin? Well, let's take a moment then to stand together and bow our heads. And you can make your way back there to the back there, Brother Tanner. They're going to want to shake hands with you. And we thank you for the good message and the boldness to speak to our heart. All right? Now, Father, thank you now for the goodness of God. We ask you to finish the message in every heart. Maybe a young man that needs the Lord here tonight. Maybe a young lady that needs the Lord. May you trouble them until they find peace with thee, until they call upon thee in the free pardon of sin. Bless, I pray, every family represented be with those that could not be. In Jesus' name we pray.